Spooky. Any question? No question is good. Then I have a question. What are we talking about? Let me put it this way to you. The simplest thought. If somebody somewhere will repeat the story of the Moses and the shepherd, and they look at it and say, what is this story about? What do you say? If I was a teacher and this was your paper, I had to give you a very good mark. But if a six-year-old was listening to you, you succeeded to confuse him forever. Because you got the point of philosophy. Yes, we're talking about the essence, and there is a priority with the essence and all that. But you could have said that when we were talking about the king who bought two different slaves, which one was filthy only in mouth, and the other one from toe to nail. Then we talked about it, right? But how about the six-year-old boy, which has seen a show of this because it's a good story? First of all, everybody will be satisfied when a prophet does a mistake. Everybody. When a hero falls, you like it. Good. And it's a good show because there is this stupid fellow saying blah, 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 blah. Then the Moses will say, get out of here. Then God will slap Moses that no, and Moses has to run. You see, it's a good subject for a movie. But the guy said, what was all this about, really? You could put it in one sentence. If not, that's the point. Whenever you're seeking the answer for a question, you always get one, even the silliest one, because the brain is creative and there is a lot to play with. You know where? Upstairs, here. How much information do you have here? And we talked about this information, remember, in book one? We said this fellow has so many big words, one opposite the other. So, if you want to cheat, you bring up a lot of this law of politics, because this is politics, you have to do it. If you want to talk to your opponent who's a politician, suddenly you become the saint. Honesty, and honesty is good and bad. This is what this is all about, right? So you will get this story, that story, that story. back to here, we are talking about Moses and a shepherd, and the shepherd is better than Moses. Period. Right? If you're looking for the answer, if this was complete and gave it all, yes. If not, you would add something to it, right? Yes, and whether God will lead Moses to, then go on and go on. Then you're satisfied. What's wrong with this picture? Complicated answer. And complicated answer is not an answer. It's postponing it, twisting it. Or the answer is always, always simple. Look at the history of science that you cannot deny. The discoveries, so many people counted so many different factors, they put it together, they came with the big formulas like this that nobody could resolve. And the only time that we're sure that we got the answer, it was simple. E equals mc squared. If it is a big one, it's not resolved yet. So each part of this stuff should have a meaning over there, very simple. How about this? The story of Moses and the shepherd says that even Moses cannot get what love is. Love is not understandable, even the prophet doesn't get it. Did I say Lord or not? Up to this moment. Right? Because that was the point. What are we talking about it now? That will lead you to check it again, if this is correct or not. Because, okay, I simplified it, right? And you got it. But maybe I simplified and we missed something. We shouldn't miss something. We analyze this story, we reduce it to a meaning, then how we double check it. You have always go back to see what was prior to this. Is this relevant to the subject he was talking about or not? And again, and again. At the end, we have to locate this subject I brought in a book, which is his teaching. Yeah, this is in book 2, so it should be all about what?
Wisdom.
He's explaining wisdom. That we don't have doubt anymore, inshallah. Okay? Based on that, we look at how he's describing this knowledge to us. He started with the wisdom of this knowledge, and the wisdom was about not going high, coming back, understanding this complexity, and being ready to go and burn in a fire to become like Abraham. Because it's choosing between two different pictures of human being. The one that the Satan is drawing, the other one is that illusion, whatever you call it. At the end you understand, right? You start with that. Chapter by chapter by chapter he was talking. Each paragraph separated deliberately to give you a sense of these little papers that you see here. Each of them I open a new story. You remember in book 1 I divided to the stories and I tell you this is like this, like this, like that. And in book 2, I hesitate. In book 3, I hide it. And for the rest, you have to do it. Because you have to understand this. And for understanding, you should remember what's what, right? So, before the story of this Moses stuff, we're talking about what? we were talking about a special kind of logic. You remember? We isolated one lady and said, this one lady is the intelligence. This is Bilgis. This is the wife of Solomon. Right? One. Let's go back to that part. First of all, he started with appreciating the lady, and he gave us the reason immediately. Quantity was out, quality was in. That lady was clever because he was not waiting for a big stuff to happen. He realized when the messenger was there, he realized that the message is short, but the meaning is long, right? Then his Rumi just left it and started to talk about logic. Apple again and again and again. Then he went to a long discussion about philosophies that, you never know, because there is this stuff that whenever it decides will make it everything upside down, and the earth will become us by all this, because he wanted to explain something, right? Then he stopped, because he realized that you are not reading the explanation correctly. You may mishandle it. So he gave us an example that, listen, when I say something, I don't mean the stuff that you're thinking. Remember. Because this is one of the major parts of this wisdom. When we are talking about being kind, we are not talking about the act of a tiger licking its baby. That's not what we're talking about. And you are confused because whenever they ask you, give me an example of loving, and you will say motherhood. This is not what we are talking about. The motherhood to us is that we all have one mother. It's we. And we are all living in the womb of this mother. But that motherhood, we don't say motherhood is bad or good. But see, it's not what we are saying. Because over there, you will confuse the kindness with the necessity of going on with the life. And logic will do it to you. Will tell you that, you know what's the best thing? First is survival, because if we die, everything is finished. Right? Wrong. Because the fellow who is telling this should say, you see, if I die, suddenly, so what? You die. Me die. We all die. But that we is not I or you. When somebody objects this, he thinks about that. When a woman is taking care of her children, yes, if she dies, that generation may die. But so what? If a lady is taking care of the children, not her own, this is another stuff. But normally, you feel the motherhood. Because it's good, it's beautiful. But not enough to us. Because motherhood is quite visible. We are looking in something which is invisible. What is the difference between these visible stuff and invisible stuff? The stuff